Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate. You have made it, my dear friends, not just to the midweek portion of the show, not just to Wednesday, not just to the fact that when you get to lunch today, you'll be halfway through the work week. Nene, you have made it, my dear friends, to Stanley Cup Finals Day numero uno. No. If you're not on board yet, I don't know.
She just said yes. Why did you say no?
Because of that. Because that's better. That's better.
What, because it was a female?
No, I mean, because she says nah. She says yes.
I can't believe that you don't. It's classic. It's famous.
Oh, I hear it now. I got it now. I thought she said
it's from Foghorn Leghorn. That's what she says.
Yeah, I'm caught up now.
Okay, all right.
I thought I heard a nah, and I will tell you that I have found myself.
That's pretty much the only no I got, except for.
As a hockey advocate across these great United States, specifically in the southeastern region, while we are obviously inundated, and we love you all, by folks from hockey territories, by and large, it's been a fight over the past, I don't know, decade and a half to get people to come around that hockey kicks ass. It's phenomenal. I have made the argument many, many times that the best postseason in all of sports is college baseball and softballs. The second best postseason in all of sports, without a doubt, no questions, hands down, there is no argument, is the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs. It is the number two playoffs in all of American sports, right, behind only college baseball.
We're just talking about playoffs. The number one playoff of all time is the college football playoff.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Now, if we're just talking about the game, it's the Super Bowl. But if we're talking about only tournaments, it's college football.
For the record, I also think that there is a
difference. Limited sample size, I get it. But still, it's college football.
I also think that there is a difference between most loved, most cared about.
All right. Listen, I get it that this is a big deal. Of course it is. We're about to crown a champion in hockey. But if you put hockey, NBA, MLB, all these things that are actual tournaments of the NCAA tournament, you put all these up against each other, where does your favorites fall? And I think they fall a lot further than what you say. I mean, as far as tournaments go, tournaments for the country, it's got to be the NCAA tournament.
As I just said, I think there is a difference between most beloved and best. I think people can love things that aren't the best thing, but it's the thing that they love the most.
But love is subjective to each person.
Love is a chemical reaction that takes place in the brain that is a result of the release of various chemicals within the brain that cause what we experience as feelings.
Love comes from your heart. You know when you know.
No, nothing comes from your heart except blood.
You can do all that science stuff, but
blood pumps from the blood.
Yeah, well, if blood is not pumping from your heart, you're dead.
Correct.
So, I think
the heart doesn't cause feelings. Chemicals in the brain cause feelings. It's okay to acknowledge. We know that. The point that I'm making here is...
You're like the only person who thinks that way, though. So.
Well, me and, you know, doctors and scientists and whatever, a bunch of nerds.
If you ask doctors, they'll also say that love comes from the heart.
That is a euphemism. That is a phrase that we utilize very frequently and in popular culture, and that's all well and good. But that's not what we're discussing here. The discussion is about the sports post-seasons. And yes, football's postseason is the most beloved postseason across America, but that is also because that's our thing. And oh, by the way, because football's our thing, and because, you know, Rob Brown has said, I'm all in for NFL players playing in the 2028 Olympic Summer Games on Team USA flag football, your boy Patrick Mahomes said he's out. He's going to leave it, quote, to the younger guys, end quote. And that's fine.
Good
I'm not
him.
Holding that against
they
him.
Wouldn't have let him play anyway. So, I mean, good for him.
I mean,
I don't see a top-tier NFL quarterback playing flag football.
We will find out when we get a little bit closer. We are still 3 years away from that event taking place. That is not until 2028. Patrick Mahomes may not even be a frontline superstar anymore at that point. It's a long ways from away.
That's disrespectful.
There it is. Took me till June 4th. So later on in the show, you guys are going to help me build today, and we're gonna rotate this as we get closer to 2028. But you guys are going to help me build the dream 10-man Team USA flag football roster. Team USA flag football, there will be 5 on the field. You get a 10-man roster. 1 quarterback, 1 running back, and 3 wide receivers. So that means we're going to take 2 quarterbacks, 2 running backs, and 6 wide receivers from across the NFL. We are going to build our dream 10-man roster on the show today because I want to, and I think that's fun. But back to the postseason discussion. I have made the argument time and time again that I think college baseball has the best postseason in sports because I think it has every great quality of every postseason that we do love. We love March Madness because it has a ton of games packed into a short time span. There are upsets. You get some level of reward for better performance in the regular season. But even if you have an okay season and you're still one of the best in football or basketball or whatever, you still get the opportunity to go win, yada, yada, yada. I think college baseball has that. And I think softball does as well. Then you go to the super regionals. Now it's a little more specific. Now it's a little more dialed in. Now not only is it best v best, but it's best that have proven themselves against best that have proven themselves. But oh, by the way, even in regionals, if you lose one game, you're not cooked. You're not done like you are in basketball. In the supers, if you lose one game, you're not cooked. You're not done like you are in basketball. In baseball, you can drop one because your starting pitcher had a bad day, or maybe a guy got turned his ankle on the way into the stadium or whatever. And he can have a little bit of time to kind of get it together, to kind of figure it out, and your team can still win. I think that's spectacular. Then we go to Omaha. I think that's great. The Stanley Cup Finals, I think, are a different breed of cat. Number one, you have the same situation. The best teams are rewarded. They get to host playoff series against the teams that did not perform as well as them. But even if you're a road team, enough teams get in that you feel like the best teams are playing for the title every year. Number two, every series is a 7-game series. Every series is a 7-game series. And if every series is a 7-game series, you can feel pretty confident that the better team is going to exit and move on from every playoff series. I think that's great. There is one more argument. And this is an argument that is ordinarily an argument I would be out on. This is ordinarily an argument that I would not accept. Because it is an argument from emotion. It is an argument that is unfalsifiable. It is an argument that is subjective. But as somebody who has covered these sports for a very long time, as somebody, and I will acknowledge that I have not been as close to the NHL as I have been to the NFL, where I have pretty good access to, say, the Panthers. I can get it to the Falcons, whatever. To the NBA, where despite the fact that they're a very bad team, I can make the call up to Charlotte and get, you know, get pretty good access with the Hornets and the Hawks, et cetera, et cetera. I have not had great access, for the record, because of me, lack of effort, to the NHL. And by and large, that's because I understand that even though it is one of the big four in the United States, it is still, across the Southeast, a niche sport. It is still a sport that, if I had to guess right now, of the millions, 10 millions of you listening to the show right now, probably like 10, 15, maybe on a great day, 20% of you listening are in on hockey. But that is part of the reason that I consider it a goal to spread the good word of the National Hockey League. The argument is, when you look at the superstition, when you look at the legacy, when you listen to players who have won, and maybe more importantly, players who have not won the Stanley Cup, that cup, I think, holds a higher level of importance, prestige, respect. I don't know what the right word here is, but it holds a higher level of something, I think, to the guys who play for it, than most of the trophies across the rest of American sports. I don't really have anything to back that up. This is something that if you want to challenge me on it, I will say I'm not going to argue with you. Not because I don't think I'm right, but because I don't have anything that can definitively prove me right. I can't tell you that it will mean more to Connor McDavid to pick up his first Stanley Cup than it would for Cam Ward to win his first Super Bowl. I don't have anything other than, as somebody who has been in locker rooms, as somebody who has been in post-game press conference, as somebody who has gotten the opportunity to interview players from these sports over the years, to be around players from these sports in different capacities, the way that hockey players talk about the Stanley Cup is just different than the ways that other guys talk about other trophies. The way that hockey guys talk about the Stanley Cup is different than the way that other pro athletes talk about winning championships in their sports. It's, you ever hung around with one of those couples that's just in like stupid love, right? Like one of those couples that they just never stop fawning over each other. Even like you take the husband out to play 18, which is prime dudes complain to the other dudes about their life thing. Like you go and you complain and you vent and you get it all out on the golf course. And the unwritten bro code rule is that what happens on the green stays on the green. That's where you go out there and you go, ah, my wife's driving me up a freaking wall right now. She's driving me nuts. She wants me to blank and blank and do this and do that and yada, 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 yada. And you go out there and you complain about it and your buddy complains about it. And then when you walk off 18, you go into 19, you knock down your shots of whiskey, you knock down a couple of ice cold brewskis. When you walk out of that clubhouse and you go back to your wife, that conversation never comes up again. You know what I'm talking about. And then there's that one guy that you take out golfing and you just want to vent and complain. I can't believe it. I'm always making me go antiquing tonight. Damn Stanley Cup playoff game one on tonight. She wants to go out and, you know, have drinks at the Swanky Bar so she can post it on her Instagram. You have those complaints, and then you take that one guy out. You take Jeff out, and Jeff's like, yeah, Rob, I don't really know what you're talking about. My wife is perfection all the time. She's never upset me. She's never done anything wrong. And then you and the wife go hang out with Jeff and his wife, Marie. And you guys head down to the bar, and they're like fawning over each other, and they're touching over each other, like touching each other all the time, and everything's great. And no, babe, no sugar, no honey, you're the babe. You're the best thing that's ever happened to me. And it just never turns off. You know that couple. Well, there's one of two.
You're trying to say you were never that couple.
No, I'm absolutely that couple.
Okay.
But my wife and I now also give each other hell constantly all the time.
Okay, all right.
But we are also...
No, I'm not saying that I witnessed it, but I'm not saying I didn't.
Yeah, so, no, I acknowledge and am not ashamed or afraid to acknowledge I dote on my wife relentlessly, right?
Nothing wrong with that. I just, you kind of made it sound like you weren't that person.
No, so, I'm not. Okay. I'm that person now. Okay. But we also give each other crap. But the point here is, if you've ever hung out with that couple, and those of you who know what I'm talking about, you know that couple, you know who I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about, you know that couple. There's always one of two realities with that couple. Reality number one is that's just really how they are. And reality number two is they have the worst marriage of all your friends. But they don't want to put it out there in public. That couple is how hockey players are with Lord Stanley's Cup. The way that they talk about it, the way that they dote on it, the way that they talk about it sounds like the most in love, obnoxiously affectionate, over-the-top couple of all time. And I don't really think you hear that from athletes in other sports. I don't think you hear football players dote on, fawn over the Lombardi the way that Stanley Cup players do over the Cup. And for the record, I'm not talking about winning a championship. I'm not talking about calling yourself a champion. I am talking about the trophy, the Cup itself. Because we're going to get, after either Florida or Edmonton wins this Stanley Cup in a few days, we are going to get one of my favorite times of year. We're going to get about a month where every player on the winning team gets a full day with the Stanley Cup to do whatever they want to do with it. Literally whatever you want to do. There are stories about how players will take that cup into their marital bedroom with their spouse and old white gloves who protects the cup just has to stand outside the door and wait, right? We have had stories of players taking it into the bar and filling it up with Jägermeister and downing Jäger out of the cup.
All right, I'm not trying to downplay this at all, but it's become a tradition to do those kind of things. So it seems to be more one-upmanship than it does actually caring about it the way that you think they do. And I hope you're right, but there's a lot of one-upmanship going on. Well, someone's done this, so I've got to do this extreme thing with the Stanley Cup. Is it about love or is it about being historical? Remember when that player did that?
I think, and again, this is subjective. It is unfalsifiable. I can't prove any of this to you. You'd have to ask the players, and then you'd have to decide if you believe the players. But I genuinely think it is out of love and tradition, because you also have players who will save their child's baptism till they know if they're going to get the cup or not, right? There are players in the past who have said, we're not baptizing my kid until I know if I'm a cup champion, because if I am, I'm baptizing him in the Stanley Cup. We have had players that have said, we are literally putting our wedding on pause, not pushing it back. We're just pausing it now so that if we get the cup, and if I get my day with the cup, my wife and I are getting married with the cup up on the altar with us, right? Like, these aren't, to me, let's be outlandish. This is, I may only get one day in my life with this thing that hockey players spend their lives chasing. I think it's out of love and tradition of, I'm going to take the cup to do the most important thing that I want to do in my life. And there's some wild stories too. There's people who take it shark diving, and there's people who take it to, you know, whatever. They take it out with their buddies just to go play golf, and they strap it into the golf cart for a day or whatever. There's great stories, and I love those 30-ish days where the Stanley Cup social media team is like, oh, would you look at that? Austin Ekblad took the Stanley Cup to the North Pole. Or whatever. They took it on an exhibition. Somebody carried it to the top of Everest. Whatever. But you do not hear the athletes of any other sport venerate the trophy the way that the boys of hockey venerate Lord Stanley's Cup. And I firmly believe that is in large part because I think the trophy, not being a champion, not calling yourself champ, the day of possession of the trophy has more importance, more weight to hockey guys than holding the Lombardi does to NFL guys, or holding the Larry O'Brien does to NBA guys, or frankly, anybody else. And so to me, they bring that to the ice. At least it feels like to me, they bring that to the ice. Go back to get you primed for tonight. Go back and watch last year's Stanley Cup Game 7 between these two teams and watch the level of raw exhaustion of the boys at the end of the game. All right, let's take a break. Back after this, we're going to talk some hockey today on the program and a whole lot more as the Rob Brown Show rolls on. It is the Fan Upstate.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
As I proclaimed that they would, the Atlanta Braves dropped game 1 of 3 last night to the Arizona Diamondbacks. They are now 5 games off of .500, and they have hit the mark that I warned you. If they hit that, I think you can go ahead and say the divisional race is effectively over. They are now a full double-digit 10 games back of the Philadelphia Phillies at this point. And oh, by the way, the Phillies, while an older team, are starting to get healthy. Bryce Harper made his return to the squad last night, went big dong in his first game back, his first at-bat in his first game back last night. There's not a way back. And a decision that got made that I brought up briefly yesterday, but we did not have time to get into it because we had stuff that was way more important yesterday to get to, and B, because I just am I've reached my state of apathy once again. The Bravos made a couple of coaching moves over the past couple of days. They sent down Tui Asisopo, who was acting third base coach. He is now going to be an infield coordinator at a lower level. And they rehired former Atlanta Braves manager Freddie Gonzalez, who will serve as the third base coach moving forward. Braves fans, I think, will very much remember the tenure of Freddie Gonzalez. Fantastic players coach. Had a fantastic locker room. Had wonderful vibes on that team and didn't win a damn thing during his time in Atlanta. Now, you could make the argument that it was a different managerial staff, front office staff for the Braves at the time. You could make the argument that there was a transitioning period going on, as that was around the time that the Braves started to discuss moving forward from a privately owned to a publicly owned ball club. There are a lot of reasons that you could argue that Freddie's tenure as the manager went sideways for the Atlanta Braves. But regardless of what the behind-the-scenes reasons were, the tenure of Freddie Gonzalez as a manager in Atlanta, I think, can best be summed up as high vibes, low results, which is exactly how I would describe this team now. You know, it is fantastic to have a vibes team. It is fun as a fan to have a vibes team. It is fun to have a vibes team when your team is good, because they're having fun. Fun is infectious. Fun is contagious. And when they are having a good time, we are having a good time. If the boys are out there swatting the ball around 30 ballparks, if the boys are out there putting 7, 8, 9, 10 runs a game up on the board, and if the boys are winning 4 out of 5 games in a given 5-game stretch, then you're probably having a good time too. However, I don't think that there is much more frustrating in sports fandom than having a vibes team that's not good. I don't think there's much more frustrating, because while we acknowledge that playing a game at the professional level is, and I listened to John Rahm after the Masters, for whatever reason, this kind of got me thinking. His press conference from the Masters popped up. Or was it the PGA Championship? One of the two majors that have been played so far. Popped up the other day. Where John Rahm entered Sunday right on the lead and then had a meltdown late, and he took himself out of the lead. Now, John Rahm is a guy who was 3-0. In wins at majors when he entered Sunday, either with the lead or tied for a share of it. And it was the first time that he entered the championship round with at least a share of the lead and did not end up winning the tournament outright. And John Rahm came to the mic and they're like, "Hey man, how do you feel right now? Do you feel bad? Do you whatever?" And John Rahm said, "Yeah, I mean, I'm embarrassed and I'm hurt. But I'm reminded of something," and I'm paraphrasing his speech here, but he said, "I'm reminded of something that Charles Barkley likes to say to athletes all the time. And that is, I play golf for a living. That's pretty bleeping sweet, dude." He's like, "Well, it hurts right now, and it stings right now, and I'm embarrassed, and I'm ashamed of my game today. At the same time, I get to go home to my wife and my kids, who are well taken care of because I play golf for a living. The next couple of weeks, you guys are going to question me and whether I'm still him or not. But at the end of the day, what are you questioning me about? Because I play golf for a living." It's awesome. So it's one thing to understand that these professional athletes are indeed playing a children's game for a living. But the reason we get so wrapped up, embroiled in the success of teams that we love, is that even if we don't play for the team, we are still very invested in the team. I watched this game last night. I was doing other stuff too, but I spent a solid 2 hours and 45 minutes of my life last night that I cannot have back, parked in front of the TV watching the Braves and the Diamondbacks play, because I thought, okay, like, We made a coaching change. We got a new guy in the clubhouse. And yeah, it's a guy who's been here before and failed here before. Although, again, I don't really hold it against him. I don't know how many managers could have succeeded at the time. But you still failed here before. I'm curious as to see if this is maybe a bit of a spark. And there are some things about the Braves that are a bit of a spark. Drake Baldwin is well on his way to winning Rookie of the Year as a catcher. Drake Baldwin last night not only had a home run, but Drake Baldwin threw out a runner at first. Not just threw out a runner, but threw out Marte, one of the fastest guys in the game, threw him out at first. It was the first pickoff by a catcher of the 2025 season for the Atlanta Braves. So there were some spots where you're like, all right, like it's in there. It's in there. But at the end of the day, the Braves did not hit the baseball when they had clutch opportunities. I am so exhausted seeing Matt Olson do his little bat flip and grab it out of the air thing because he struck out again with runners in scoring position. It just keeps happening over and over. I can't have that time back. And because we invest time, energy, effort, money, passion into our teams that we could be investing into other things, but we have elected to invest them in the sports, we get invested too. And so it is one thing to have a vibes team when your team is good, when your team is thriving, when your team is succeeding. When that happens, it's like, yeah, we are having a good time tonight. And you get to rub it into your friends' faces, and you get to learn the silly little dance moves that they do when they hit a double and yada, yada, yada. I don't think there's anything more frustrating in sports than when you have a vibes team and it's bad. When they're in the locker room or they're in this dugout and they're doing their silly little double dance and it's like, guys, you're down four. You're down four. Maybe it's kind of like it's the same feeling you get when, a DB gets burnt by a wide receiver for a 40-yard completion, and then the DB comes up and hits its move, but they're down 24.
Or someone gets a first down, and they're down by three touchdowns, yeah. And they're doing the first down celebration.
Yeah. It's like, dude, I like having a good time too, but like maybe not right now. We're down three tutties. We're down four runs in the eighth. Maybe now's not. And I get what you're trying to do, right? You're trying to create that energy, that vibe, that spark that guys are going to feed off of.
Rallies have to start somehow, right?
100%. In fact, I was kind of laughing last night because the boys doing the broadcast last night, the Bravos, go into the night, they're down two. You're feeling pretty good. Drake Baldwin just got the pickoff to save a couple of runs. You're feeling pretty good. You come in a spot where it's like, all right, we're down two. It's not overcomable. Top of the ninth. Let's get out of here without giving anything up to this team. Let's get out of here without costing ourselves any more runs. Let's go to the dish. Let's be down two. That's two base runners in a swat. We're in a good spot. And then Rafi Montero goes out to the bump. And in 1.2 innings, gives up four hits, three earned runs off of a Corbin Carroll dong in the top of the ninth. And now all of a sudden, the Braves are down 8-3. And I'm listening to the broadcast. And one of the dudes, and I think Wiley Ballard got called up to the box last night. That's our dude who's out there in the outfield macking on the ladies and picking up numbers and dates in Toronto. I think Wiley's in the box last night, and they're having the conversation, and he says to whoever's on color, he says, you got your rally cap on, partner? And it's like, dude, I get what you're trying to do, but like, we can't hit the ball. And they just put three up on the board. But now, we did overcoming two runs, or at least maybe forcing extra innings, and the Braves actually have a decent extra innings record this year. Getting the bat on the ball and forcing extra innings makes you feel like maybe you got a shot, but you just gave up three runs needlessly. Nobody's got their rally cap on, bud. We're all sad and we all hate this. All right? Stop it. I get rally's got to come from somewhere. But man, like, it's not even fun to watch this team right now, right? Like, it's not even fun. It's at a point now where it's like, all right, the Braves play tonight again at 7 o'clock against the Diamondbacks, a show that I would ordinarily take time out. But I got to tell you, I got no interest. I'd rather watch two teams I am not a fan of play for the Stanley Cup then watch the Braves play in a game that should, at this point in the season, feel pivotal. It feels irrelevant. So how do you fix that? You go hire a guy to come in and be your new on-field vibes guy who has already managed this team and failed at it. What am I supposed to be excited about? Like, it's just a bad baseball team, guys. You can stop with the when everybody's healthy. You can stop with the it's only May, it's only April. Guys, it's June. It's June, and this team still stinks, and there's nothing changing. All right, we'll talk more baseball later on in the show. We got to run to a break. When we come back here in just a minute, you're going to help me start to build our perfect 10-man U.S. flag football offense to send to the Summer Games in 2028. Who do you want on that team and what position? We'll talk about that next on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So a week ago, we found out that the NFL had indeed decided to allow NFL players, should they wish to compete in the 2028 Olympic Summer Games in the sport of flag football. And ever since then, Rob Brown's take has been, not only do I want them to, but I want to send the best of the best. I want to send the best we can get. I want to go out there, and not only do I want to win the gold medal, I want to win every game like 65-0, all right? I don't want to tutty allowed, and I want to score. I want to mercy rule them in the Olympics. Now, I believe in the spirit of the Olympic Games. Friendly, respectful competition between the best of the best from every nation across the face of the planet. It should be, in an ideal world, it should be the definition of all of those nice, positive, happy things we say about sports on an international level. It should be the opportunity for us to put what is a regularly increasing amount of tension in global politics to the side for just a few days and celebrate the peak of human physical accomplishment. I also want to kick everybody's ass and win every gold medal. All right? I want America to win the medal count every year. And not by a few, by a gazillion. I want every medal. Okay? So I'm going to send the best of the best and I'm going to win this thing. So, in that spirit, we are going to spend our show today starting with the offensive side of the football, building the Rob Brown Show Team USA Flag Football Squad. And I want you guys to help me with these picks here. Now, there are some rules that we have got to establish here. Number one, you send 10 players on the... Now, I also want to clarify one more thing. The roster has 10 players, which means you got to pick guys that can kind of play both ways. So Travis Hunter is an auto pick.
I was going to say, I know he hasn't played it down in the NFL. That's your guy right there.
I concur. Auto pick Travis Hunter. Wide receiver DB automatically. But for the sake of the discussion, here's what I would like to do. I would like to pick the perfect 10-man offense, the perfect 10-man defense, and then I would like to, at some point in the near future, pick from our 20 players our team of 10. Now, Travis Hunter's an auto bid. If we need two-way guys, and I think we do, I think Travis Hunter's an auto bid. And I'm also going to go on to say, I'd be willing to bet we're going to end up with probably one or two more DBs across our four wide receiver spots than we are anything else. The offensive roster breaks down to a quarterback, a running back, and three wide receivers. Your running back ordinarily plays center and then can go out for a pass or stay back as kind of a screen pass guy. Three wide receivers and a quarterback. So we're going to break the roster down into two quarterbacks, two running backs, and six wide receivers. So let me throw out a couple of names because there is one more rule, which is only one player per team, right? So only one Buccaneer, only one Panther, only one Saint, only one Chief. How do we want to break this down? The very first question I had to ask myself here, great one, was of the six wide receiver slots, how many, if any, do we want to give to a tight end? How many, if any, do we want to give a guy who in contact football, regular American football, is usually your biggest end zone threat? How many spots, if any, do we want to give to a tight end? Because the more I started to put this list together, the more I kind of got to the point where I'm going, I don't think I'm putting a NFL tight end on this roster.
I think the only reason why you would be a really tall tight end.
Yeah, but I think there's really tall wide receivers, right? I think we could go with a DK Metcalf, and he could be that threat. I think we could go with a couple of taller wide receivers the same point.
DK Metcalf, I get. But what I'm saying is if you're not going with a really tall tight end, you've got to have at least one real physical specimen as a receiver so they can body guys in the end zone. I know it's flag, but a little hip check here. A little, you know, shoulder check here.
I'm not against it. I'm not against it. But when I started putting the list together, I found myself, because initially, and I'm a tight end guy, right? I played a little tight end in high school.
You know who wants to play, and there's no way that Kansas City lets them play.
You got to stop saying that. You got to stop saying that.
Kansas City will not let him play.
You are not the GM of Kansas City.
I wish I was. Man, I'd be a genius.
But, they might. Yeah. They may very well look at this and say, hey, look, a little goodwill never goes nowhere, and we have one of the biggest celebrities in the sports world in Travis Kelce. If he goes to the dance, to the Olympics, and comes back a gold medalist, and oh, by the way, now we get to parade him out as the two most important titles of his life, The secondary most important title, Olympic gold medalist for Team USA, the most important, Mr. Taylor Swift. If we parade Kelce out with a gold medal, that's huge. And the likelihood of him getting banged up isn't any worse than anybody else's.
Don't get me wrong. I want him to play. I do, but I think maybe I don't know if his game translates to flag football.
I have no idea. That's part of the fun of building this roster. So here's where I landed. And if anybody wants to make the argument outside of this, I accept it. I don't think I'm sending any tight ends. And there's some good ones. Brock Bowers would be like a dangerous end zone guy. But I don't think I'm sending a tight end. I think I can come up with a couple of wide receivers. Mike Evans is 6'5". Alan Lazard is 6'5". There are dudes out there across the league that maybe they're not that 6'7 monster, but I'll go with a wide receiver that I know can jump out of the gym at 6'5", and in flag football, they get some, because part of the reason you go with a big, healthy tight end is because not only can they go up and get the rock, but you know that as a bigger dude, they're probably going to be better about taking contact
right,
to the ground and maintaining the rock. It's not just about guy that can jump. There's guys that can jump all across the league. It's about guy taking the ball into the air, taking that contact across the middle and coming down with it.
But you also want, aside from that, you also want guys who've got moves. I mean, receivers that can juke people out of their shoes.
Because I agree.
That is necessary in flag football.
I think that's a big thing. I also think you got to have speed on the outside, right? I think, let's be real, with probably 90% of the teams that are there, we could win every game with drop a 9 route down the sideline and just have one of the fastest people in the world go get it, right? So, with those things being said, let's start with our wide receivers. But I also, again, have to caution you, keep in mind, you only get one player per team. So if you take a wide receiver off of, say, Philly, you can't have Jalen Hurts. Now,
that's fine. I don't think he's going anywhere.
Well, I'm using him as an example. I'm mentioning that because when I was putting my quarterback list together, I had to eliminate a wide receiver from contention because I had a guy from the same team. The wide receiver that I eliminated was Scary Terry McLaurin from Washington. Why? Because I want to send Jaden Daniels. I want to send Jaden Daniels, and here is why. A lot of people are running to Lamar Jackson, and it's understandable. Jaden Daniels is a more nimble, faster version of Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, you know my pick. So, and he plays in Arizona whenever there's not a video game out that he's into.
Kyler Murray.
That's my pick. Kyler Murray is my pick. I think he's perfect.
May not be a bad pick. May not be a bad pick. I'm going to go Jaden Daniels, and I'll tell you why. Because while I have seen, I think, improvement out of Kyler Murray, I'll tell you what I haven't seen out of Kyler Murray. I don't think I've seen him with the boom cannon arm with accuracy that Jaden Daniels has. I think Jaden Daniels with Scary Terry. If I could send a duo, that's my number one quarterback wide receiver duo with Scary Terry and Jaden Daniels. But I can't have both. I got to pick one. I like Kyler Murray a lot. And Kyler Murray was very close to the top four QBs on my list when I was pulling this together yesterday. But I'm going with the reigning defending undefeated NFL Rookie of the Year, Jaden Daniels. I think he's got probably the best and most nimble legs while having a boom cannon that I can trust when I do send somebody down on the 9 route because France has got a junior accountant playing cornerback and I'm going to absolutely cook that dude on international television. So I'm going to go with Jaden Daniels. Here's my other QB. And this one I think of the two is probably going to be the more contentious. I think Lonzo's going to like it. I don't think you guys will. QB2 on the roster that I'm sending, great one, Baker Mayfield. Give me Bake. I got a locker room dude. I got a senior guy in the NFL. I'm a quarterback number one, QB1. I got the young guy. I got the second-year guy. Actually, not even a second-year guy yet. Technically still a rook, although it is the league new year, so he's a second-year guy. I'm sending a young guy, a second-year guy. But I need a dude who knows what it's like to have to figure it out with new receivers on the fly. I need a guy who can go in and is a vibes guy. You ever heard the story or the stories from new teammates talking about their time with Bake when he showed up? There was one last year from Tristan Wirfs, I believe, one of the Tampa offensive linemen, who was telling the story about when Bake got down to TB after getting cut by the Cats. He went down to TB. This guy was one of the offensive linemen. Was like, yeah, I was in the locker room. Like, I was getting ready to go do a workout. Bake walks out. He goes in. He's working out. We're talking. He's like, hey, man, you got plans after this? I'm like, no. He's like, cool. I'm staying in a hotel. What do you say we hit up the hotel bar and do a little getting to know you, getting to know all about you? And the guy's like, well, that's my quarterback, man. I got to say, yeah, right? He said, I went to the bar with Bake, and we had a ball. Not only did we get to know each other, we talked a lot of football, but we also got to talking about life, and I'm now a Bake guy all in. That's kind of Baker's personality. For all the stuff that's been said about Baker, you will not find an NFL player who's played with Baker Mayfield who has a bad word to say about the cat. In fact, there were Browns players when he got cut that were like criticizing the team.
There was one certain receiver that started all those.
Okay, you won't find a non-wide receiver.
I think it was an OBJ. I can't remember who it was. It was a high-profile receiver. That's who I think it was.
If there are, there are.
In Cleveland, there was a rift between the two, and that started the whole
thing.
Yeah,
but I would also say that whole Cleveland locker room is toxic because of the leadership. So I'm going to send as my two quarterbacks. Jaden Daniels from Washington. Trust him with the legs. Trust him to make smart decisions. Trust him to throw the ball accurately down the field. And I'm going to go with Baker Mayfield as my elder statesman, as my leader, as my voice, as my gel, as my glue guy, and as a guy that if Jaden can't play or if we got to give him a rest or maybe an NFL team says, you can have our quarterback, but we want him on a pitch count. He's only allowed to play X amount of percent of your snaps or whatever. I'm comfortable with Baker back there just being Baker Mayfield, doing Baker Mayfield things as a flag football quarterback. So those are my quarterbacks. I'm going Jaden Daniels. Lonzo, you're going Kyler Murray and...
Shedeur Sanders. And here's the reason why. First of all, he was nearly getting killed in Colorado a couple times. So he's very elusive as far as that goes. He's got a good arm.
What's he do when he doesn't have an offensive arm?
Exactly. He already did that. And and Cleveland wouldn't have a problem sending him because Cleveland is not very smart.
They would never. Stuff's got to stop because we don't know.
And you also have who we both already shoot in as receiver DB. You already got that guy, so you got that connection.
You know what? That's fair call. So I'm sending Jaden Daniels from Washington and Baker Mayfield from Tampa. Lonzo is sending Kyler Murray from Arizona and Shedeur Sanders from Cleveland. So now we have, for my team, no more Commanders, no more Buccaneers. And for Lonzo's team, no more Cardinals, no more Browns players are allowed on this team. Who are you taking at quarterback for the flag football team? Texter said, Buckeye Mike said, C.J. Stroud is my pick. He is more accurate than any of the four guys that you mentioned.
But see, here's the thing. I also agree, but they're not going to let him go. I'm also thinking about who would be allowed to go.
Okay, I'm going to change the rules of our game because Lonzo's aggravating me.
Why?
I'm going to change because...
Because I'm doing the Rob reality thing?
No. Because I want, on the rare occasion, the exact opposite. This is compulsory service. We are drafting like the military. If your number gets called, you're going to L.A. and you're giving us your best.
By the way, I'm not changing my picks because I still think Kyler Murray is the most flag football... like quarterback out there. And again, Shedeur can do just about anything that a lot of the other guys can do, but he also has that connection with that receiver, and I think that's a big deal.
I don't have an issue with that. So compulsory service, ladies and gentlemen, whoever you name to the Rob Brown Show flag football team are obligated to go and compete. Who are you sending at quarterback? I am sending Jaden Daniels from Washington. I am sending Baker Mayfield from Arizona. Lonzo is sending Kyler Murray from Arizona, Shedeur Sanders from Cleveland. It is compulsory. Who are you sending? I am going to say Buckeye Mike. I like C.J. Stroud a lot. I've made that very clear. I do not know at this point in time, I do not know that I am going to go down the path of C.J. is more accurate than Jaden Daniels right now. I'm not going to do that, and I'll tell you why. Because in year number one with the Houston Texans, and I've made this argument a bunch of times, the Houston Texans, and they did a fantastic job of this. They deserve all the credit in the world. Put together a hell of a wide receiver core around the guy who took advantage last year. Those wide receivers got hurt. All of a sudden, C.J. Stroud's having a sophomore slump. That's not a sophomore slump because that's not real. That is the talent level at the skill position spot took a step back. So did his numbers as a result.
We'll see if Jaden Daniels takes a step back in his second year.
So I don't disagree. I don't disagree. But also, he's got a damn good staff around him. And as of right now, everybody is healthy. Buckeye Mike said, I might even go with Bryce Young as my number two. Can't believe I'm saying that. You know what? I might replace Baker with Bryce Young on this list. Honestly.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't go there anyway. We all know of the love.
I put that down last night, and my thought was because I'm looking for locker room chemistry as much as I'm looking for on-the-field talent.
Yeah.
And Baker Mayfield kind of gives me that leadership.
I completely agree with you on Baker.
Bryce Young's not a bad pick there. All right, who are your quarterbacks? Some of y'all are shooting me text right now on the Hub City Spartanburger text line, 844-326-3663. Keep that up. Text me. You get two quarterbacks. Who are you sending to the Olympics in 2028 today? Compulsory service. Lonzo and I will address those when we come back. We come back after Lonzo gives you a gold medal winning performance sports flash.
Starting with a team that's probably not going to win a gold medal on anything. The Atlanta Braves dropped the first of a three-game set against the Diamondbacks last night, 8-3. Spencer Strider threw five innings, allowing six hits and five runs while striking out four. Atlanta is 27-32. Still not the worst team in the MLB. Following their first conference finals in 25 years, the New York Knicks fired head coach Tom Thibodeau yesterday. Thibodeau passed Pat Riley for fourth in franchise wins this year and led the Knicks to back-to-back 50-win seasons for the first time since 1995. But, you know, they don't like good coaches there. Game one of the NHL Stanley Cup Finals is tonight at 8 p.m. The reigning defending champion Florida Panthers entered the series as a -110 favorite, but are slight underdogs in tonight's game. Colorado Rockies defeated Miami last night 3-2, winning their first series in 23 tries, a streak dating back to September of last year. It was also the first set of back-to-back wins for Colorado since May 1st.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.